I've started recording. So thank you for taking the time to speak to us today. It should only be about 5 minutes or, you know, however long you, you want to talk. So can you just state your name, just your first name?
And Shannon.
Shannon?
Yes, ma'am.
And how old you are and
31.
What your neighborhood is?
Southeast, Congress
okay.
Heights.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be talking about how the past year has been for you, how COVID's been for you, or anything else that you want to talk about for this past year. So can you just start off by sharing what's been most memorable for you from this year? Could be
the
good,
lockdown.
Could be bad. Yeah.
Yeah, not being able to work, travel, go different places with my family. Mm-hmm. It's been difficult.
Mm-hmm. And when you say not being able to work, were you not able to work during this year?
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just recently started an apprenticeship with DC Housing.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Besides that, I think that our community need better options for healthier food.
Okay.
Better like a Trader Joe or something like that that's affordable for older people that's in the community that can't really afford food.
Mm-hmm. Are there any organizations or programs that you think did a good job with helping provide food during
DC
the pandemic?
Housing.
DC Housing?
DC Housing.
And what were they doing? Were they
giving? Passing out bags to the elderly who couldn't get around, cleaning supplies, disinfectant spray and stuff like that.
Okay.
They got it around to people who couldn't get out the house or couldn't
and
afford it.
Do you think it worked?
I think it helped them out in the long run because a lot of people couldn't get out the house and a lot of people couldn't afford it at that time.
Right.
So with DC coming together and helping the people, I think that was a good thing.
Okay. Any other programs that you can think of or ways that people were able to try to get food or food was getting to people?
You got pantries. I don't know anything about Bread for the City.
Yeah.
I heard that they was a good organization that's giving out.
Well, they were doing the vaccines too.
Yeah, I don't know about the vaccine.
How do you feel? Okay. How do you feel about the vaccine?
I think if it takes 3 years to properly make a vaccine, then people shouldn't be guinea pigs.
So am I hearing you say you think it was too fast?
It was definitely too fast.
And so you don't trust?
Definitely don't trust it.
Okay. And so you want to wait, you're going to wait, or you're going to?
I'm not getting it.
You're not getting it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get it. I've been around here, I've been since the corona came around for 2 years, right? I haven't got it. Not saying that I want it, but, you know, I was blessed enough not to get it. So I don't think I should get the vaccine.
Okay.
Because don't they inject the vaccine?
Right now. Yeah. Two injections.
No.
So you got the Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah. And that's another thing. Johnson & Johnson. How can you trust somebody that can't even properly make baby powder?
Well, that's a good point. So speaking of trust,
people.
So where do you get information that you trust, or what?
I look it up myself.
Okay,
I research it myself.
So what
the
are
best
some
information
places
is
that
to
you
look
trust?
Books.
Okay.
And then I look in history because I believe history repeats itself.
Okay.
So if you look at history, you shouldn't trust the vaccine either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you trust any government organizations? Like, would you trust the
government.
CDC or
No. I don't trust them either.
Okay.
Because the stuff that I did actually look up is basically telling you that the government is treating you like a child. Like, you know how you cover your child from stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't let them know everything that's going
like protecting
on because
them.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they do to us. They don't tell us everything, or they don't tell us the whole truth. They tell us bits and pieces.
Okay.
So if you can't be honest with me, I can't trust you.
Okay.
That's what the government.
And what about DC specifically? And what about? I know we talked a little bit before we started.
DC need to clean it. I think we need it cleaned up.
Okay.
There's too many kids dying. It's too much violence. It's just too much going on, man, and it's sad.
So what are your ideas, or where would you start if you were?
I would start with the youth.
If you were queen.
I would start with the youth.
With what?
With the youth.
With the youth.
Yeah, the youth is the future, and I think that we should start there. Give the kids a better option, give them something to do. If they like rap, we need to start something like in the community that's gonna benefit that.
Okay.
If they wanna act, do something in the community that's gonna benefit that. Let's do something in the community that's gonna help the youth.
Okay.
And then when they come back, they can help the, you know what I mean? You can pass it on and pass it down.
Is there anyone or anything that's doing that now that you think is like doing a good job?
They got little programs, but I don't think they really in the communities that they really need to be in.
Okay.
Like, for example, this side, like this side is crazy right now. All the violence that's happening in D.C. is mainly happening in Southeast.
Right. Has there been any lessons learned or anything maybe that's good that's come out of this year that we can take to the future to make our
lessons
better
learned.
for our kids?
Every day is a lesson. Everything you learn and is a lesson. You know, anything you do today, you can do better tomorrow.
Okay.
So I think, you know, we learn stuff every day.
Okay. Last question. Is there, if you had one word to describe this year, anything about this year?
Horrible.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're great.
And I hope you.